Good day, and welcome to you. Here at this podcast, we discuss death, cemeteries, and everything in between. I share my experiences working in a cemetery for over 10 years, as well as my love for cemeteries and headstones. We also sprinkle in topics in pop culture related to movies, Freemasonry, the Illuminati, video games, spirits, and news. Get fitted, lay back, and enjoy your coffin. Welcome to Cemetery Tales Podcast. Hello, and welcome to Cemetery Tales Podcast. So let's get right to it. So this episode, of course, we're talking about estate planning. So if you're not certain how to begin, just run through these steps, follow this agenda, and you'll take care of the mass majority of the bases that you need for estate planning. So let's start it off, right? So the first thing you want to do is go through your home and make a rundown of every single significant thing that you have. It's home, your actual home, the TVs, if you got jewelry, collectibles, your vehicles, your computers, any glass hardware, fine china, power equipment. This will give this rundown will likely be significantly longer than you might, anticipate, but it's okay. As you go through, you need to add notes, assuming somebody would need to know after you pass away. It's important. Okay, number two, you add up all these resources from your rundown that you did, getting your inventory of everything together. And for example, like things you own on paper, or different qualifications of what you have, like let's say investments, so your 401k, IRA, life insurance, anything that you may have, even your car, any assets that you have, write it all down, record absolutely everything. This goes down to what you have that you can see physically, things that you may not have physical access to, but you have them. If it's even a pension plan you have with your job, make sure you write all those things down. Now, going on, you want to add up all of that stuff, should be put to the side. Now, in this one, you want to make sure that you get all your debts. So if you got charge cards, credit cards, student loans, cash advances, car advances, let's say you got some HELOCs out there, that's the home value credit extension. If you have any of those things, you need to write those down as well. Make sure it's all student loans. Hey, you never know. Just make sure you write it all down. You have that as well. Now, you need to make a list. And this list consists of any memberships you may be a part of. Let's say it's American Legion, AARP. Let's say you're a veteran. Any school affiliations you have from college, make sure you write all those down. Certifications from places, affiliates, make sure you write all these down. Any association benefits, dues you may have. For myself, I'm a Freemason, so make sure you have some dues in there. You write all that down. It's important to people that you want to communicate. If it's, you put in the will that you still want to give to these organizations, you remember fraternity, sorority, you want to put all those things down as well. Now, it's the fifth thing. You want to make a copy of all of that. Make a copy of all the list that you just did when it comes to your debts, your non-physical assets, your actual physical assets, things you could touch, and that membership list that you have. Make a copy of all that. That's important. Now, you will save one for yourself. You can put it away. Maybe a safe or a deposit box or something. Somewhere, and then another copy you should give to whoever you want to have those copies. Next you want to look at your retirement accounts. Again, make sure that if you pass, these things are already lined and are in line with the people that's supposed to get these things. Make sure you keep your insurance up to date. Life insurance. This includes just like your retirement stuff. Make sure all this is up to date. Yeah, if you got annuities, make sure it's up to date. It's important. You know, now you want to make sure that those resources grounded in the wheel very frequently, so you don't have to go through COVID. You know, that's super important. So make sure you have all these records. If you got CDs, investment funds, make sure you have all of this together. And then the next thing, which is an important thing, is you find a responsible estate administrator. Once you find those, somebody that you respect, that you feel is responsible for controlling your will, and you meet with that person. And make sure you want good help. You want to do it early, right? Do not wait. Don't wait till it's like, oh, I got a week to live. Make sure you're in the right mind. And then the most important thing in the estate planning is, boom, drafting the will. Now, this is my opinion when I say this, that everyone over the age of 18 should have one. But if you don't, now's the time, if you're listening, to get one. Now, again, you wrote down the list, checked it twice like Santa Claus, make sure you're naughty or nice. So you made sure you got everything together. Now you met with the responsible planner that's for your estate that you met, that you vetted, that you went through. So now you can finally draft that will. So, you know, lawyers can help. You know, I did Gallatin Tackett back home. A lot of things is different since I moved out to Texas. So I changed some things. I still met with a planner, changed some things. I encourage everybody to do it. Next, you got to constantly review, constantly update, and do all those things that you just did with checking your retirement, checking any funds, assets, and check all those things. I know it may sound tedious, but you got to do it. It's important. Now, when your will is concluded, it's all wrote out, it's marked legally approved, you need to assure that there's a duplicate in the event that the first one isn't being kept in a certain frame of mind. For example, like your lawyer's office. You know, you should keep a duplicate for yourself, duplicate for your lawyer, and then if you have someone that you want to be like a quote-unquote executor at the time or anything, you have that too. You know, your living will, your last testament, super important. Now, on to the next thing. You need to visit the estate attorney and the financial planner. Now, I can't tell you who to go with. I just know who I went with. With Northwest Mutual, that's just me. Pick what works for you. You know, now, it's always best and smart to talk to an expert with your protection plan, the will, your last testament. You know, you may need to return to this arrangement. I know you just did your will. Sometimes you may have to go right back to it. Now, as you keep progressing, as you keep moving up, and age and other things get added on. Let's say you buy a boat for some reason. Hey, there needs to be in there. There needs to be an amendment to it. Add to it. You have to do it. You know, that way there's no confusion. You know, then we go ahead and now we're working on your finances. So, you want to consistently make sure that you change certain things. If you change them, you know, let's say, again, your 401k or any other type of retirement accounts, if it's a Roth IRA, traditional IRA, you know, any other stocks that you have, you know, the places where it's held. I mean, it could be Vanguard, it could be Charles Schwab, it could be Robinhood. I mean, you know, it's a lot of different options out here. Webull. You know, people who got crypto, all those things matter. They add it in there. If you're using Coinbase or wherever, make sure it's in there. You know, you have to document everything because you just never know with those things. So, you know, after you make the will, make sure that the medical services, if you need it, is in there too. Do you want to be resurrected? Let's sign up. I know how to sound it. Do you want to be resuscitated? There we go. If you want to just be like, nope, I'm out of here, natural causes, don't break my chest open, don't do anything, put it in there as well. You know, put the things in there for yourself all the way through and through. You know, who gets what, how you want to be treated, how you want to be buried, where you want to be buried. That should be all in there on top of the list that you made. Super important, again, you got to see your professional, get a legal counsel, talk to a financial planner. These are things that are very necessary. I got to keep saying that because you'll be surprised how it gets left out of there. Now, one last thing before we get to the very last step in this is check out the college funding accounts. Now, if you got a 529 investment account, let's say for your grandkids or for your kids, put that in there too. Those things can get left out because you're not thinking about, oh man, I did all these other things for the retirement or all these other things for everything else, and I left out the 529, or I left out the trust, or I left out, oh man, I left out the life insurance. Again, you go back and check absolutely everything. You either write it down. It's okay. This could be a long process if you have a lot of things. You know, it could be that value Michael Jordan card collection you got. Right? It could be wrote down. You got Batman issue number one, or Detective Comics. Like, you got a that should be in there too. If you got a really sweet Star Wars collection that you know is worth something, and keep those things. There's people out here with trolls and Smurfs and all these other things. Hey, Pokemon, Charizard card or something. Hey, you put all that in there. Those things is valuable. It matters. So do not forget about writing down absolutely everything so you can avoid probate and things don't get lost. And then everybody knows exactly what and who gets what. You know. So last thing I want to say on that, stalling is the biggest adversary of estate planning. It's the biggest adversary of arranging. We never know when this could be our last time on this planet or in the days. So you gotta make sure you plan and arrange promptly for family situations. You know, you don't want the resources getting into some hands that's unacceptable, that you don't want to have touching yourself. You don't want to go through long court proceedings, long court suits. You don't want to have an overabundance of cash just in brand new spots that nobody knows about. So pick an opportunity to get everything done. Finish it. Plan your estate. Super important. By neglecting to get ready, planning to fail. So always learn. So that's my last point of advice on estate planning is when you neglect being ready, plan to fail. Don't fail. Get your stuff in order. And some of it may be a little expensive up front. Get it done. Oh, and the very, very last thing. If you can do it, do a pre-need for your burial site. Do pre-need now. It'll save the price. Go ahead and get that headstone early if you can. You know, maybe $20 down. You know, go get that grave spot. It's like $5 to $10 down in some places. You know, get that grave spot. Go to the cemetery that you like to be buried. If you're buried with family or you want to be buried by yourself, make sure you do those things. It's the little things that can matter. It can save money in the long run. The earlier you buy it, the better. So I can't just say these things if I'm not living by the example. So I do have a will. I do have a last testament. And I do have life insurance. You know, all the other things, of course, you know, that's wrapped in there with the assets that I own and I have. You know, it's all wrapped in there. So if I'm telling you guys to do it, I got to make sure I'm doing it. So that's why I was like, well, here, I just share it. So you know that, hey, I'm just doing it too. And I've done it. It's super important. So thank you for listening to this episode. Again, please plan your estate. Please. GoFundMe is not life insurance. It shouldn't have to pay for your funeral. It's okay if you didn't plan it. It's just my opinion to get it done early. You know. That way, and make it easier for your family in the untimely event that you pass away. So thank you for listening to this episode. My name is Gerard Terrell. You listen to the Cemetery Tales podcast. Much love to you. Until next time.